When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
You're listening to The John Cordray Show, number 55. In this episode, we're talking about self-doubt. How to overcome your self-doubt when that nagging voice is in your head telling you not to start or to give up. We're going to be talking about how to overcome self-doubt coming up in The John Cordray Show. This episode of The John Cordray Show is brought to you by Keep Calm Academy. Keep Calm Academy is an 8-module course designed to help you keep calm. If you have anxiety, stress, anger, or fear, or any other imbalanced emotion, Keep Calm Academy is for you. You can access the membership of Keep Calm Academy online right from your phone, watch the videos, listen to the audio lessons right from your mobile device as well. So log on to keepcalmacademy.com, and the early access is available for a limited time only. Make sure you go to keepcalmacademy.com, sign up today, and receive your early access membership. Well, hello there, and welcome to the John Cordray Show. My name is John Cordray, and I am a licensed therapist and a national certified therapist and the calm expert. And I'm so glad that you are joining me today. Whatever you may be doing, you may be listening in the car, you may be listening while you're working out, you might be going for a little walk. Whatever you're doing, I appreciate you taking time and listening to this episode. I am really excited about it because this is a topic that everybody on the planet struggles with at one point in their life. So, and I know it's going to be applicable to you. And that is self-doubt. When was the last time that you had a project, when you had a test, when you had to meet a deadline, or even in a relationship, that you had self-doubt, that you felt like you just can't do it, there's no way you can accomplish it, you're going to fail, and you felt like, man, why should I even try? Why should I even start something? Because I'm going to fail anyway. Have you been there? Maybe you're there right now. Maybe there's something that you are faced with right now, and you are having so much self-doubt. And let me tell you, you're not alone. You're in good company. This happens to the best of us. I have self-doubt, and I'm the calm expert. I do, and I'll be honest with you. I do struggle with self-doubt, maybe not a lot, but there are definitely times when I wonder or I think to myself, will anybody listen to my podcast? Will anyone come to see me in my Periscope? Will Keep Calm Academy, would that be something that people are interested in? So there's a lot of things that I have self-doubt with. Now, I that's a good thing because I can speak from experience, but I'm not someone who's going to allow self-doubt to keep me down for very long. I will, if I have self-doubt, I'm still going to go forward. And now I may not succeed, I might fail, but I would rather try and fail than fail to try. And so I want to get you to that place. I want to get you to where you at least will face whatever self-doubt that you're struggling with and at least try it. And you may not succeed. You may not do well at it. I don't know. But at least you've tried. And that's the key. The key is not having no self-doubt. The key is knowing what to do when you have self-doubt. You're going to have it. Unless you have no emotions. Unless your emotions are void and empty, you're going to have self-doubt. Okay, that's normal. That's being human. But the difference between somebody who has self-doubt and pursuing whatever they want to pursue, even though they have self-doubt, and somebody who has self-doubt and not pursuing it, there's two different paths that you can take, two different types of people out there. And if you're the type of person that has self-doubt, but that self-doubt prevents you from really moving forward or from completing a task, then I want you to really listen to this episode. Now, if you're the type of person who, yeah, you have self-doubt, but you can move through it and you can do it, even though you might not succeed, you're still going to do it, then listen anyway. I was going to say then shut this off, but I don't want you to shut this off because I think you can learn from this as well. And it's probably just a reminder. You know, that's the thing. There is nothing new under the sun. So whatever I have to tell you is nothing new. It's not earth shattering. It's not like the hallelujah chorus is going to happen when I say this. But it will remind you. It will encourage you. And hopefully it will inspire you. And if you are thinking right now, man, I have self-doubt every day. I can't get out of bed without having self-doubt. So I want to speak to you. I want to speak to your heart. If you're the person that has so much self-doubt that you can't get anything done. So let's talk about that. Let's talk about self-doubt. Why do you have self-doubt in the first place? Well, it's very possible that you've tried things in the past and you've failed and you don't like to fail. Maybe someone made you feel bad because you failed at it. If you're in a relationship and you tried to make it work, but it didn't work, and then all of a sudden the relationship is no longer, you can have a lot of self-doubt about the next time you're going to be in a relationship. And perhaps you might even be thinking, well, I'll never be in a relationship. No one likes me. I'm never going to be in a relationship. Well, that's self-doubt to the max. When you give up and you're allowing the self-doubt to control you, to determine the outcome of your life, and that can't happen because self-doubt is only an emotion. You are the person, you are the one that can make things happen. You may not succeed every time, but I want you to try. So self-doubt, where is that rooted in? Where does this self-doubt come from? Well, self-doubt really is rooted in the fear. And there's so many emotional struggles that are rooted in fear. And self-doubt is one of them. You're afraid of failure. You're afraid of rejection. You're afraid of the unknown. You're afraid of you fill in the blank. And so that fear is producing self-doubt. And that self-doubt are the thoughts that you have in your head that just try to convince you not to even try to give up. And so many people give up. There are so many inventions, so many cool things that could have been invented if people just didn't give up on their dreams because of their self-doubt. I want to encourage you and inspire you to pursue whatever dream that you have in your head right now. It might be to start up a new business. It might be to start school again. It might be starting all over in a relationship. Whatever your dreams are, I want you to pursue them. I want you to go for it, even with all of your self-doubt and the fear that comes with it. And I want you to pursue it because if you don't, you're going to have regret. You're going to think to yourself, man, why didn't I do this? I could have, but now it's too late. I don't want you to feel that way. I want you to pursue whatever dream, whatever passion, whatever the thing that's in your head and in your heart that you really, really would like to see happen. And I want you to pursue it. And I want you to pursue it with all you've got. You're not perfect, so don't even try to be perfect. And so often that perfectionistic attitude gets in the way as well. Because if you're the type of person who has to do something and it has to be perfect, you're never going to finish it. Why? Because you're not perfect. You're not perfect. You're always going to see things that are not perfect and to your standards. And so you're allowing your perfectionism to get in the way and produce self-doubt. So I want you to write down right now. Push the pause button if you need to, and go get a pencil or a pen, and I want you to get a pad of paper, and I want you to write these things down. And I want you to do this because there's something about writing something down on a piece of paper that just locks into your brain, and it makes it feel more official. It makes you feel more accountable when you write it down. Don't just listen to it. Now, obviously, if you're driving or doing something that you can't stop, that's okay. Just replay this and rewind it and listen to it again. But I want you to sit down and I want you to take a moment and write these things down. And I want you, the first thing I want you to write down, what is your top dream? What do you want to do? What do you want to accomplish in 2016? And I want you to write it down. And right next to it, I want you to say, this is my big dream. And I want you, in maybe in bold caps or whatever, to remind you, highlight it, circle it. And that's your big dream, whatever it is. And then I want you to write down all the self-doubts that you have about reaching that dream. Write them down. I have self-doubt because nobody's going to like it. Nobody's going to like me. What if I fail? Everybody's going to laugh at me, right? So write all your self-doubts down. Get it out of your head and on a paper. And then I want you to write down all the things, the possibilities. What if it actually worked? What if you actually achieved your dream? It may not be this year, but it might be next year or 3 years from now. But what if you actually were to accomplish your dream? Whatever that dream is, what would you feel like? What would your life be like? And just write everything down that comes to your mind. Man, my life would be so have so much freedom because I'll be working on my own. I'll have a much better outlook on life because I'll be in a relationship. Finally, I have found that someone that I can love and they can love me back. So whatever it is that you, the what if it actually came true? So, okay, you got on one side, you have all the negative things, the self-doubts, all the reasons why that are telling you not to pursue that dream. And then on the other side, you have all the reasons why you should pursue that dream. Now, if you were to put this on a scale and balance them out, and on one side of the scale, you have all your self-doubt, and on the other side are all the possibilities. And I suspect that the possibilities are going to outweigh, in a good way, all your self-doubts. And so there you kind of see, wow, okay, I have maybe 5 possibilities down, and maybe I have 10 self-doubts down, but these 5 possibilities are have more weight to them than all my self-doubts. And so I want you to pursue your dreams and work through your self-doubts. Now that you have your self-doubts written down, now you know, okay, here are the things that really get you down and almost convinces you to give up from your dream. But I don't want you to give up. I don't want you to give up. I want you one by one by one, each self-doubt that you wrote down, and I want you to write next to it the counter of that thought. I feel like a failure would be one of the, could be one of the self-doubt category. Right next to it, the counter is I'm not a failure. Just because I feel like just because I failed at something in the past does not mean I am a failure. See the difference? So you write down your counters to all those self-doubts. And I want you to see this, that these are only thoughts and feelings. They're not reality. You don't know what the outcome's going to be. You don't know if you're going to succeed or fail. But I guarantee you, you're going to fail if you don't try. And I hope you can get the attitude of trying and you might fail rather than failing to try. And I want you to get that in your head, because I want you to try. All you can do is try. Will you fail if you try? You might. Will people laugh at you? I doubt it, but I guess it's a possibility. I don't know your situation, but wouldn't it be worth it to try it? Instead of thinking, man, wow, I wish I would have done that, and live in regret. So I want you to get off your butt. I want you to work on it. You've got your dream, your passion. I want you to work on it. And then I want you to allow the possibilities to outweigh the negative self-doubt. And when you allow the possibilities to outweigh, then you can start an action plan. And you can write down your action plan, not just your goals, but a literal action plan. Step one, I'm going to do this. Step two, I'm going to do this. And by each line item that you have for your action plan, put a date where you're going to pursue getting that done by this certain date. And there's small wins that step by step by step, you will get to that dream of yours. And if you make that one step and you can't figure out, okay, this is a hard step, and maybe you tried and it failed, that one step failed, well, take a detour. Do a different detour. Maybe it's time to bring somebody into your life, like a life coach or a business coach, to help you figure out your path. You have people and resources available to you to help you reach and achieve your goals. You just have to reach out for help when you need it. And so allow the possibilities to outweigh your self-doubts. And that, my friend, is the secret of overcoming your self-doubt. It's not about never having self-doubt. It's not. We're going to have self-doubt. But it's about doing something about those self-doubts. It's about not allowing your self-doubts to stop you or prevent you from moving forward to achieving your dreams. And I want all of you to achieve your dreams. I want that for you so badly. So don't give up before you even try. And even if you try and you fail at that one thing, take a detour and keep moving forward. Overcome your self-doubt. You can do it, and only you can do it. You can't let someone else help you overcome your own self-doubt. It has to come from you. Deep down inside of you, you have to be the one to be motivated to work on your action steps, your action plans, to pursue the possibilities of reaching your dreams. Doesn't that sound great? Yes, it does. So the next time you have those self-doubts and they seem to be winning, I want you to listen to this episode again and again and again to encourage and inspire you to pursue your dreams. This is episode 55. So get that in your mind so you know where to go back and look for this episode. And I want you to work hard at overcoming your self-doubts and walking towards, one step at a time, your dream. And let me tell me, Let me know. What is your dream? What is your passion? What do you want to do in life? If you could, if there was all these possibilities actually came true and you could pursue your dreams, what would it be? I want to know. Tell me. Go to my website at johncordray.com and let me know. Tweet me. Better yet, tweet me at John P. Cordray. I would love to hear your story and your journey. And if you really struggle with self-doubt, or if you struggle with depression or anxiety or stress, a lot of times all these things play into your self-doubt, then I want to encourage you to go to my Keep Calm Academy. I want you to be one of my students. I want to help you. I want to coach you and encourage you and inspire you. Keep Calm Academy is a video and audio lessons that you can listen and watch right from your phone or mobile device or your computer at your home 24 hours a day. And there are lessons that will come to you and teach you. They're bite-sized lessons. And each lesson is going to be different, but it walks you towards your self-doubt. It walks you through how to work through your emotions that you can keep calm. If you really struggle with self-doubt, Keep Calm Academy is perfect for you. And I would want you to go and check it out at keepcalmacademy.com. And you can sign up there. If you're interested, if you don't know, if you're totally in it, then try out my Keep Calm Survival Kit. It's free. It's a mini course. It's 4 video and audio lessons that give you a taste of what the actual academy is going to be like. And you can get that at keepcalmacademy.com as well. That's the Keep Calm Survival Kit. So go there, log on there, check it out. It is for you. And I want to be your chief encouragement officer, your CEO. And I want you to keep calm and follow John. That's me. All right, guys. I'm going to let you go. Remember to overcome your self-doubt. Keep working towards your dreams and allow the possibilities to outweigh those self-doubts of yours. Take care, my friends. Bye-bye.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.